Mm. Oh, now you want to keep it here. What do you want to know?
Well, let's see. Start out with, let's see, the full names of your mom and dad, you know?
Thaddeus Peter Kanozy. Mm. And my father, Helen Eva Fomankovich. My mother, they were married in October 1911, I think. They had 8 kids, 4 girls, 4 boys. One girl and one boy deceased.
What was the boy that deceased?
The name?
Yeah.
Ted. He died when he was 48 years old.
Okay. You said Helen Eva.
Yeah.
Now, on her, when she died, they had a little card on the back that said Helen Rita.
Oh, that's right. It is Helen Rita. I'm sorry. I was thinking Eva was my grandmother's name.
Okay.
Helen Rita Canuzzi.
Okay. Let's go on the names of your grandparents. That's your, who, you know your dad? Father and mother's name?
No, really.
Okay, and how about your mom's?
See, her second marriage was to John Friday, my grandma's. And my grandma's name was Eva, and, what was her name? I forget. John Fomankovich?
Yeah.
I think that's what it was.
Right. Do you know where in Poland they came from? Your,
no, my
dad?
My father came from the province of Nowy Sącz, mm-hmm. And my mother was born in this country.
Do you know where in Nowy Sącz the grandpa came?
No.
Okay. Do you know how he came to the United States, or where he first settled?
By boat. He settled in Pittsburgh there for a few years. He worked in steel mills there, and then he moved to Joliet.
Where did he enter the United States? Do you know that?
New York, I think.
All right, how many family? Grandpa came alone?
As far as I know, he came alone.
All right, now you want to talk about your dad a little bit, his physical characteristics?
Well, he was a large man, about 5 foot, 10 and a half, weighed 200 and, say, 25 pounds. Just to make sure. He had brown hair and brown eyes, and his hair stayed brown until he died, and that was at 76. It didn't turn gray. And he was fair.
All right. And what about your mother? What were her physical characteristics?
There was no outstanding characteristics. She was an average woman, about 5'4", about 150 pounds, somewhere in there. And nothing I can say stands out for her.
All right. You have to talk about your dad and mom's courtship?
Well, there really was no courtship. Her father and my father got together, and her father told her that she was going to marry him, and that was it. So he took her to a theater for 5 cents, and that was the extent of the courtship.
Did grandma object?
They couldn't. They didn't dare, because they were still living under the old rules, where the father was the boss of the house, and if he told the daughter to do this, well, that was it. All the daughters were married that way.
Where were they married?
Oh, I guess in Holy Cross Church, same thing in Joliet.
And how did your dad support his family?
Well, he worked in the steel mills for a little while, and then he went and became an ice man. He worked on the ice route for 20-some years. And then when he got rid of the ice routes, then he went to work in the steel mill again until he retired.
Oh, you want to talk about some of the experiences you had when you were a kid growing up, like the time?
There wasn't really much, because we had a total line, and everything was based on what will the neighbors think, or what will the neighbors say, or don't bring shame to the family, and that's the way we were brought up, real strict.
Okay, you want to talk about that one Christmas you told us about?
Well, my dad had a sense of humor. It was he always liked to play jokes, but it wasn't, his sense of humor didn't show. It was kind of hidden, if you want to call it that. And this one Christmas, why, he'd been telling everybody Santa Claus was going to bring coal, because we were all small, and every year the kids used to run, one of them used to wake up early and go and look at the Christmas tree, see what Santa Claus brought. This year, why, he filled everybody's stocking with coal, and the first one up snuck over and found that out, so she woke everybody else up. So there was a lot of wailing going on in the house. And my dad went down to stoke up the furnace. It was a hot air furnace, then fired by coal. And when he finished, then he says, "Hey, what is this down here?" So everybody started running downstairs to see what it was, and here all the toys were scattered all around on rugs that he laid on the concrete floor there. It was just one of the typical jokes that he pulled.
How old were you when he did that one?
I don't know. About 10, I guess. I don't know. 9, 10, somewhere in there.
You want to tell that story about the time he hit that guy in the bar?
Well, he was, man, he was hard to provoke. He, very seldom got angry. The only time I remember seeing him angry was one time in a bar. He was delivering ice, and this guy was in his cups a little bit, and he started cursing at him in Polish, and he called his mother some name in Polish, and my dad slapped him. He didn't hit him with his fist, he slapped him. The guy rolled right from the bar all the way down up against the wall because my dad had a lot of strength, but he never used it. He never tried to bully anybody or anything with it. That's when he all minded his own business.
Okay, now get on to you. And that's why I checked before, because the stories in the back here I heard before, but a lot of this I don't know. I'm going to ask you now. So where'd you go to school?
I went to school St. Thad's. Started in the fourth grade, because the school was just built there. And went all the way through eighth grade. Then I went to Joliet Township High School.
And when you were in St. Thad's, were you an altar boy? And
yeah, we went through all the regular procedures. We were all the altar boys. In fact, the fact that we lived across the street from the church used to be a pain in our neck, because every time they were short, they'd run over and get us. So my mom made sure that we were around to send us over there.
Hey, when did you graduate from Joliet Township High School?
Graduated in 1937 from high school.
And then what did you do?
We went on the ice shop to support the family because my dad had two serious operations within a week of each other, and he was unable to work for a long time.
And how long did you work on the ice shop?
Well, I worked last year I started on the job before I got out of high school, but then I went until 1941 when I got a job in a steel mill.
And what did you do in the steel mill?
I worked in the rolling mill department, where they would set up, they were setting up new methods of pressing out iron billets and getting a lot of spring steel in there, chromium steel and that. So what we were doing was working on the machines, catching the hot bars as they come out and turning around, feeding them into another pass of the machine. It was a piecework job. Wages then were about 52.5 cents an hour for labor, and we were getting about four times that much for the piecework. That's what it averaged out.
What did you do with your paycheck?
Paychecks had to go to my mother, and I was getting $5 every 2 weeks till I put up a gripe, and then she gave me $5 a week for allowance. And I was 21 then.
You get along with your mother?
Yeah, I got along with her. The only time I didn't talk to her for 3 weeks.
Were you ever bullheaded?
Not me. I'm not bullheaded like my son is.
Hey, how long did you work at the steel mill?
So I went to the Army in September 42.
Yeah, let's see. So that was a year after Pearl Harbor.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't quite a whole year, about 10 months after Pearl Harbor.
Were they going to draft you?
Not right away. I had gotten a number in that. I don't even know how far. It wasn't too much further. Maybe 2-3 more months before they got around to me, the way they were drafting everybody. But I enlisted because I figured I could get a branch that I wanted.
What branch did you enlist in?
The Army, but you had to enlist in the Army to get in the Air Corps, and I wanted to get in the Air Corps. But the fact that I enlisted helped me get into the Air Corps. So if I'd have been drafted, then I had to go where they sent.
Where'd you take your basic training?
Shepherd Field, Texas.
How long were you? You can say that.
No, I don't say
where
that.
And how long were you there?
6 weeks, I think. 6 weeks.
Where'd they send you after that?
Then I went to Las Vegas Gunnery School.
Las Vegas, Nevada?
Las Vegas, Nevada. They had a gunnery school out there in Las Vegas. And then when I finished there, supposedly I was an aerial gunner, supposedly, then I'd put in for cadets at that time, so they shipped me to Madison, Wisconsin, to radio school there first. Oh, that's what they did. They shipped me to radio school first, then I put in for cadets. And from when I was accepted for cadets, then I was sent back to Shepherd Field again.
And what kind of cadets?
Air Corps cadets. So then we took our exams, and they based your qualifications on how you did on exams. So I got to be study for a navigator, because that's the choice that I wanted. See?
And how long were you in navigator school?
Yeah, there 9 months, I think. 9 months. And that was at San Marcos, Texas. And then we graduated from there and assigned to bombing group.
And where were you assigned to?
Lincoln, Nebraska. The sixth bomb group, and 20th Air Force. There's a few. There's another wing and things attached to it, but I forget what it is.
And then where'd you go from Lincoln?
Well, Lincoln, we trained around the states, and we had training missions in B-17s and down to Cuba. Then we come back. The rumor had it they were going to get B-29s. That our group was going to beat B-29s, won the first one. So it wasn't much longer after we were assigned a B-29 plane, and that's the plane that we went overseas in.
Where'd you go overseas?
We went to the Mariana Islands, to Tinian. We were based on Tinian there from February 1945 till the end of the war.
When did you go overseas?
February 1945.
And did you fly any bombing missions?
Yeah, I had 23, and then I was sent to the hospital for kidney infection in July of 45, and August the 2nd the war ended, or August the 5th, whatever it was.
Where did you bomb?
Japan. On the island of Honshu, on the island of Kyushu, the island of... what do you want? All the islands up there. Yeah, over Tokyo, Yokohama, we went over Iwata. I can't think of something. Most of the major cities of Japan. Iwata is the Pittsburgh of Japan. And that was about the worst one.
Let's see, and when did you get out of the Air Force then?
And in December of 45, I was rotated back to the States and got out, and 3 weeks later got married.
When did you meet Mom?
In 1941 at a wedding, in October.
So that was before you even went into the military?
Oh, yeah.
You want to tell us about how you met her? We don't want any interruptions from you.
I was driving for a wedding. I had a new car. It was a 1941 Chevy, and a cousin of mine was getting married, so he asked me if I would drive for the wedding. So I said, yeah, I didn't have nothing else to do. So in the bridal party was your mother. She was best maid of honor, I think. And so naturally, I was young, I was making a play for her. So I asked if she wanted to go for a ride with me. Because I had to go home, so she did. And I'd always tell my mother, I said, the first girl I bring in the house would be the one that I married. And here I just met her and I asked her if she wanted to come in the house, so she did. So later my mother says, that's the girl you're going to marry? I said, I just met her. How do I know? So, but it turned out I wouldn't, because getting ready to go into the service. She told me she was engaged to another guy. So I quit writing to her. When she broke up, boy, did she write fast. I'm a free woman again.
When did she break up with her boyfriend?
Who the heck knows? I don't remember.
Okay. And so, did you write during the service?
Yeah, I wrote off and on. Before she even told me I'm a free woman again, I used to write once every 6-7 weeks. When I got her out to it.
And did you get to see her much while you were in the military?
I just wanted to come home on leave.
When did you decide to get married?
I didn't. She did.
Oh.
We were sitting in a soda parlor up in the Elgin. There was four, and they had a jukebox playing, and we were having a soda. And the song that they were playing, I never forget that, was "Is You Is or Is You Ain't My Baby." I don't know if you ever heard that one.
I've heard of it.
And I said, well, is you is or is you ain't? She said, yeah, I'll marry ya. So I was trapped.
So you got home and got married 3 weeks later, right?
Yeah.
What did you do when you got out of the military? After you got married, I mean. Where'd you go to work?
I worked in a, let's see, what did I do?
Radio supply.
Yeah, well, I know that, but I went to, I worked at a radio supply store and then I bought the place out.
Was that over there on Chicago Street?
It was on Chicago Street, on the south side of Chicago, and then I moved it to the north side of Chicago Street. Mm-hmm. And then I had that, I forget how many years, and let me see, about 5 years, I think, and I sold that. And then I had an antenna business for a couple of years. And then I sold that, and that one kind of died out. And then I went to work at Caterpillar.
What were you doing at Caterpillar?
I was a timekeeper. And
timekeeper.
Yeah, I worked there about a year and a half. Then I quit, and just when they promoted me to the front office after just about a year. And then when I was in this one section, just keeping track of records, setting them up, So it got monotonous, and just the day I told him I was quitting, they'd been planning on promoting me to another part in the colony. But I told him I didn't want to go somewhere else. So I rested.
Well, where'd you go?
Selling insurance.
Did you like that?
It was all right. Then we come out here, and been here since. All right, that brings you up to date.
Well, yeah, you're skipping over a lot of the details.
Well, we can't go into all the details.
Sure, that's what the idea of this is.
No, it ain't.
I spent $30 on this tape recorder.
Well, I gave you $40 worth of information.
Let's see, we moved out here in 1960 to Jersey.
Yeah.
I don't know. I really don't know what to ask now.
Well, Frank lived out here. You want to know how he got out here?
Sure.
Frank lived out here, and since 1937, and he told me that you can work out here all. He told me you can work out here all day long, because back there, then I went into painting. You could only work until September or October. That was it. So we moved out here, and been out here since. So that's a total of 17 years. All right. And